communique will say that the monitoring measures on Zimbabwe have been removed, so it'll be free to export as a regular country, but there will also encouragement was given to Zimbabwe to continue working with Sosadi groups and also the KP on continuing to monitor and to improve conditions inside Baranga fields.
And then in terms of the redefinition of diamonds, what is going to be said?
Unfortunately, the KP continues to show inability and unwillingness to address this issue, and there was no consensus on a new definition. So I think from our perspective, I think this discussion will now be held outside of the KP, not just within the KP. So there's other alternatives, including things like the OECD, which does due diligence guidances for different high-value conflict-prone minerals such as gold and things that end up in technology toys. So I think that we will start to now actively approach the OECD to begin a discussion with industry and our government on how to leverage the discussion so that it's carried out in a more adult way than it is right now in the KP.
Are you disappointed about that?
Certainly, but also not surprised. I think that we've seen for quite some time that a lot of people in the KP are very obstructionist, and I think they are denying realities. And I think the more they do that, they do more to undermine the KP than anything.